Here's Eddie in Antrim. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good morning.
So, you're on there talking about blame on the universities, saying, where's the universities in this? This has got absolutely nothing to do with the universities.
Nothing to do with them?
Nothing, not a single
idea. Are you serious? Are you serious?
This is. These are privately owned properties. The university didn't put these people in the Holy Lands.
The universities have a responsibility for the fabric around them. The university have a responsibility to the community around them.
That's absolute rubbish.
Really?
University have nothing to do with this.
Really?
This is down to individual
people. So Queen's University can do whatever they want in the area, can they?
No.
They have no responsibility to people around the area. None.
No.
And the Ulster, and the University of Ulster. None.
See, when those students are off campus, they have, the university has nothing to do with them. Yes, you could come up with some sort of idea. Like, say, for example, to do with law enforcement, you could say law enforcement report the students to the university and maybe disciplinary action could be taken. But other than that, once they're off the campus, there's nothing to do with universities.
Queen's University, these universities are getting just under £4,000 per student.
And which just covers, what, teaching costs, building costs. You know, so that's the cost of the university. It's not to do with where they live.
If you go down the route you're going down, if the university has no responsibility for the behaviour of your students, then the students have no responsibility to the university, do they? So you take that both ways. If you want to take it to its logical, farcical end, then the students have no responsibility to the wider community. Everybody just looks after themselves. We're just you look after your one individual self. No responsibility for society or anybody else around you. Come on.
I have to be responsible for myself. I have to look after myself. I have to be a good person and look after the planet and, that's my responsibility.
It's called citizenship, Eddie. It's called us all caring about Northern Ireland.
Absolutely.
So that we care about more than just ourselves.
Yeah. Well, what this all comes down to is law enforcement.
Well, where were they last night?
Well, you'd ask them. The university can put boots on the ground, certainly. They can, if they want to put resources to that, fair enough. They can put boots on the ground and say, walk around and see what's going on, see what's happening. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to what they should be doing is video and antisocial behaviour. Police should be getting involved, and at the end of the day, if someone's been causing antisocial behaviour, they should be reported to the university, and then there's a disciplinary action should be taken.
Well, we will find out. We'll try to bring you the information as soon as we can. How many students were disciplined last year? How many students were expelled last year? How many students were prosecuted by the police last year for this? And we'll be interested to get that information. We will get it for you. Ray Farley, chairman of the Holy Land Regeneration Association, resident in the area. My goodness, Ray, I remember being up in the Holy Lands area when I still had dark hair, for goodness sake, with you. Many, many years ago. You must be just at your wit's end with us.
Yeah, no, just clarify. I actually live in Stranmillis now, but thank you very much for highlighting the problems today, because
I'm going to do better and highlight it. I'm going to go in there myself.
Excellent.
So over the coming days and weeks, I'm going to pop up and see it for myself.
That's super, because the residents really have been let down. The authorities, none of them really have gotten a grip of it. After St. Patrick's Day, which, as you remember, is quite bad there, 6 months ago we met Stephen Farrey, Minister for Department of Learning, and he said, oh yes, everything's going to be sorted out for freshers, because this is our next big concern. There's apparently a group called Belfast Strategic Issues Group. They must live in non-existent space, because I've been trying to contact them since then and never have got a word back from them. That's chaired up by Belfast City Council's Chief Executive, but that's another issue. One of the things is, as your reporter highlighted, you find that some of the agencies are around and then they clear off when actually the important time to be there is between maybe 1 and 4. We've got Safer Neighbour, who officers from Belfast City Council would walk around, and they really replaced the wardens, as you may remember, from about 5 years ago. But the problem with this is that if it is actually too dangerous, the Safer Neighbourhood officers won't go in. So the residents are left basically to fend for themselves and the police come in. But the difficulty is that there's so much, I've seen the reports, there's so much what's known as advice and warning. If somebody's seen drinking in the street, for instance, the drink is generally taken off them and poured down the drain and they're told, stop drinking, it's illegal, on you go. And nothing happens. You know, there's all these signs that were saying £80 fine, but it doesn't seem to happen. And this is the great frustration for people that live there, is that there's all these laws, but for some reason, there's all sorts of reasons for why they can't be enforced. You know, you've heard of this thing, action likely to lead to a breach of the peace. And you think to yourself, well, there must have been at least 1,000 cases of breach of the peace last night.
Well, it's the point. Look, okay, so I'll say it again, because I think it's quite effective. If you are, the police have publicly said yesterday that they will refer you and they will prosecute you. They will refer the case to the Public Prosecution Service on a technicality, by the way. Mm-hmm. But it is the law. So they say they have to do it. If you're out with your 17-year-old son and you're both having a squash, an orange juice in licensed premises after 9:30, okay, in a hotel, or if you're at a wedding, the police will prosecute. Also, if you drop a cigarette butt
in the
town centre, yep, the authorities will prosecute. You will be fined. And we've had instances where it will happen.
Yep, you should just see the state.
Why doesn't the same apply to the Holy Lands?
I have no idea.
Why not?
I have no idea. I mean, situations happen. Okay, people are saying it's a small proportion of the students. It's not a small proportion of the students that I can see. Practically every other house, the front garden, the sofa's pulled out, and there's people partying in it. And that's the thing. When you can drink as much as you like inside the curtilage of your property, which is the front garden, there's nothing anybody can do about that.
Would the Chancellor and the Vice-Chancellor of these universities be prepared, as an act of solidarity with the residents, to move in for a couple of nights?
Well, certainly, that would be an excellent idea, because we'd give them a reality. I mean,
would they be prepared to do it? Show leadership. Move into the area.
From it. Because they've got their people on the ground, and there's maybe 3 or 4 steps before they actually get to see what it is like. But that's absolutely right. But as I said, we met with Stephen Farry, and I've actually...
Hold on 1 second, sorry to interrupt. So the Ulster University spokesperson has sent a statement to the Nolan Show in reply to some of my questions, saying the Ulster University has had a presence on the ground each day, providing advice to students from all higher education institutions. That is not an answer to my question. So my question is, were you on the ground between the hours of 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. last night? Look very carefully at the Ulster University response. They've had a presence on the ground each day. At what time? 3 o'clock in the afternoon? I repeat the question. How many of your people were on the ground between 1 a.m. last night and 4 a.m. last night when ordinary, decent people were trying to get to sleep? How many of you were on the ground?
Goodness knows.
And they then say a small number of students have been reported to the university. How many is our question? How many? And when you say they've been reported to the university, by whom? By any of your people?
I don't know. Right.
And once again, neither of these two universities coming on the radio, so we can ask them questions, speak to them as human beings, statements.
Yeah. I mean, when you contact any of the statutory bodies, you get this magical phrase, which there must be a button for on your keyboard, multi-agency approach. You know, what we really need is some person, somebody to take the lead. And this is why I've sent an email off to Minister Hamilton. He's the Department of the Economy now. I think they look at the university to try and set a meeting. I haven't had a reply back from him yet. But we really need to get someone in control that can... Yeah. I suppose get a handle on it.
So do you all know this morning, the Ulster University and the response to the Nolan Show have also ducked the question, completely ducked it, when we said to them how many students have been expelled or had disciplinary action taken on them in the last 5 years. Because the way they responded was by saying a small number of students have been reported to the university. Not the answer to our question. You've chosen to take a different question than what we asked. Our repeat of our question to the Ulster University and to Queen's University. How many students have been expelled over the last 5 years?
Yep. I mean the whole thing is so frustrating, because this was a time that was seen. It was forecast. Everybody knew that what was going to happen in Freshers' Week. The residents were concerned about it. Belfast City Council were having various meetings about it and talking about it and wringing their hands, we'll have to do something. It just gets so frustrating, because it's not as if it's an unknown. It happens every year.
And that's part of my point. And the role of this programme, you know, yes, I earn a lot of money. Yes, this program's a powerful show, but the reason it is because we are absolutely here to reflect issues like this and to bang on issues like this. When the small man in the street cannot get protection from the authorities who are supposed to do it, from the senior influencers in this society who live in the big houses, in the quiet areas, then this program will very, very much fight for people like you, Ray, to have a voice and the residents around you. And that, I can promise you. John in Belfast. Morning, John.
Hello, me?
Yes, John.
Yes, sorry, Lorne, not Belfast.
Well, there's another John in Belfast, but go ahead, John and Lorne.
I am a student landlord. Not in this neck of the woods, but in a Scottish university city. And I tell you how it works there. Most of these student houses are what they call HMOs, houses in multiple occupation, which is where there are three or more students living in a property. Now, as a landlord, I've been a landlord for 10 years. As a landlord, I have to be registered with the city council. As part of that registration, I then have to go through a procedure whereby I have a license. A lot of that license is to do with fire protection, fire alarms and safety and so on and so forth. But also, in my tenancy agreement with my tenant, there has to be an antisocial behaviour clause. Otherwise, I wouldn't get a license.
Really?
Yes.
Well, this is interesting now.
Now, whether that's the same with Belfast City Council or any of the other university cities here, I don't know.
John, that's really useful, and we will try to find out. John Belfast next. Morning, John.
Hello, Stephen. Stephen, that area there is covered by CCTV cameras, which are supposed to be monitored 24 hours a day in the local police station. So someone was sitting watching that develop last night. Did they report it to their senior officer? There's one question. They can take stills of those cameras, bring them down to the university, and the students who were involved in that last night, automatic expulsion. The stills could also be brought round to those local off sales under no circumstances to send these people to be served drink.
Do you think, John, them doing very little to stop this, do you think that's indicative? Is it possible that while the authorities will never admit it, is it possible that they think, do you know what, it's a rite of passage for students. It happens. It's what you do when you're a fresher. So therefore, that's it. You know, they're not going to destroy a student's career by expelling them because they do what many people have done over many years.
Well, Stephen,
I wonder if that's what's actually going on.
Young loyalists or young Republicans who go out and riot, find themselves being put on the stills and put on news, goes to television, BBC News, and put in the local papers. Do you know this person? Why are students exempt?
Well, but that's what I'm hinting at. I'm basically saying, is it possible that it's not actually seen as being that bad if you're you know, essentially ratting in the Holy Lands because it's
so
predominantly a student area?
And the Sunday night is, if you're a young Republican or a young loyalist, we will ruin your life by arresting you. But if you are a student and you've got your A-levels and you become a doctor or a nurse or whatever in the future, we'll just give you a Bible.
Well,
that's two-tier policing.
John, thank you. Jared in our glass. Morning, Jared.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, first, let me say what I'm going to tell you is it's effective and it works. And it has been our model within our glass here. It's called Streets. It's a community safety group and it involves young people. We're also a registered charity and we're a constituted group. Now, mainly our focus is to look after the elderly and the young people and to address antisocial behaviour within our community, which, to be honest with you, Arglass is a lovely village which very, very rarely has any problems at all, and we have a powerful working relationship with young people if we have an issue on the streets. But here's the thing here, Stephen. The university, I think it's easily fixed, and I'll tell you how. All you have to do, Stephen, is call a public meeting with the residents of the Holy Lands. Myself, as a coordinator of Street Safe, and some of our volunteers will attend that, and we'll give our input, and if need be, we'll help in any way, shape or form that we can. But the thing is, police in the community has to come from the community itself, not just the police. The police have to play the role also, and they have to be held to account. and that's bottom line. And that's the thing about Hourglass. We have a relationship with the police, and if we call the police, we get the police. It's not 20 minutes or half an hour later. We hold the police to account, and the police can turn around and tell you at first hand that from our group set up, antisocial behaviour levels have dropped, crime has dropped, everything's dropped. Now, this can be rolled out. It has been rolled out in different... It has been rolled out in Killalea. It's been rolled out in Lurgan. It's been rolled out across across the country. And we hope that everybody... They don't have to call them street safe. They can call themselves whatever they want. But, Stephen, it has to come from the people on the ground. Residents need to stand shoulder to shoulder here. And this is what it's about. And policing their own community. And using the statutory bodies, the PSNI, to back them up,
okay,
to come in and make some sort of force and order, law and order, to say, this is our community, we need you to do this, we need these people arrested, we need to
the residents are calling out for that.
Yes, Stephen, but you need, we're out for it, we're kitted out. We're on radios, we've got mobile phones, we've got safety jackets, we've got our logos, we've got everything. All our young people are ID badged, they're trained at first aid. Not only that, Stephen, we take our kids away and get them trained in drug, alcohol awareness courses and DFib courses. But this model here, Stephen, work. It's been proven.
All right, well, listen.
The police can confirm it.
Well, listen, really interesting, and thank you very much indeed. And look, the undertaking that we will give those residents up in that area as a programme, as a show, and you in the wider community who are equally as concerned about this, we'll be on the ground again, watching again what is being done about this. And we will pursue both of those universities this morning to answer the questions that we've asked. How many students have been disciplined over the last 5 years? How many people from Queen's University and the Ulster University of Ulster were on the ground between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. Last night.